Welcome to another episode of Behind the Curtain, the North Bend Theater's one and only premier singular podcast.
All the adjectives.
Yes. All the adjectives, meaning it is the one and only podcast for the North Bend Theater, where we talk about showtimes, upcoming and past events, and other goings-ons and behind the scenes of the North Bend Theater. I am one of your hosts, Stephen Nelson, the assistant manager here at the North Bend Theater.
And I'm your other host, Skylar Prosser, the manager of the theater.
We've got a show. Good or bad show.
It is a show.
For you here. It's March 2020. This will be out on the 6th, Friday. We are going to be starting Onward, the Disney Pixar movie with Chris Pratt and Tom Holland about a pair of the elves.
Yeah, they're elves.
Elves, pair of elves.
Bluish elves.
Going off on an adventure to bring their father back using their father's magic staff.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fantasy tale, if you did not already know.
if you couldn't gather that.
Yeah. It seems like a heartwarming tale. I don't know. For whatever reason, it doesn't spark a whole lot of interest in me. Like, even though, like, I enjoy fantasy stories. Like,
the trailer for it seems to leave not a whole lot of... I don't know. It seems like it's lacking a lot of detail. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping, because I'm excited to watch it, and I'm hoping the movie ends up being a movie that surprises me with the content, because the trailer was not as surprising.
Yeah, I unfortunately, this might be one of those movies that I just don't get, I don't sit down and watch. So it's kind of like, I don't know why I've never been interested in Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit. I've never been super interested in. It's like, I really enjoy fantasy stories. Like, I enjoy playing D&D and all of this stuff and reading fantasy stories as a kid. But The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, like, never interested me.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's just, I don't know, one of those things.
Weird.
Onward starts on the 6th and will go for 2 weeks up until March 19th. We will have show times on Friday and Saturday at 5 and 8. Sunday at 2 and 5, and then Monday through Thursday at 6:30. And then starting the next week, are these showtimes final?
Yeah, they're solid.
Okay. Starting on the Friday the 13th.
Another one.
Well,
there's already one this year.
Was there?
Yeah. I think it was January?
Yeah, I'm going to scroll back.
I thought there was already one.
Nope.
Really?
Nope, not yet.
Oh, no. I thought there was. I was like, dang.
No, I know last
year.
Oh,
it was December 13th.
Okay, I know 2019 had like three Friday the 13ths,
mm-hmm.
which was like abnormal. So starting on March 13th, the Friday, Onward goes to 5 and 8 again. Also on that Saturday, the 14th, 5 and 8. A 2 and a 5 on Sunday the 15th. And then Monday through Thursday, the 16th through the 19th, are back to 6:30. So a pretty consistent schedule between the 2 weeks. Nothing moving those things around a whole lot. I appreciate that.
It's easy to remember.
Yep. And in theory, I could just record the phone message for 2 weeks and not have to change it.
That's true. Just make note of the Morgan Henley music on the 20th.
Oh, the day after.
And then you won't have to change it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I guess I would. That would make sense. And then starting on the 20th, we're booked up for 1917. The single shot aesthetic war film. Because it wasn't actually shot in a single non-stopping shot, because that's
it
insane.
Just appears.
Yes.
The editing makes it appear so.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
That is one that I actually am kind of less of content and more of just functional and art piece wise of how they filmed that. So
yeah, I'm excited for both. I think me and my dad are gonna go watch that one.
And you were saying Morgan Henley on the 20th. You got info for that?
That's right. Morgan Henley presents Ethan Tucker and the Amber Lanterns on March 20th. This event is in the evening at 8 p.m. We'll open the doors for that at 7. And let's see here. I got some more description. Tickets are $18 in advance, and this is reserved seating, so you can pick your seat and have that seat reserved for you. If you miss the online sales, tickets are $20 at the door. Ethan Tucker, I believe, is the headliner for this with the Amber Lanterns opening. Let me double check that. No, I got that backwards. Amber Lanterns are the headliner. Ethan Tucker is the one that is opening. Yeah. I always get those two things confused.
Same.
So, yeah, we haven't done music with Morgan Henley in a while. It's been a little bit, but we're excited to have him back and have a couple of local great artists back to perform here. And this time we've got a jump on it. We're letting people know much more ahead of time that we actually have some music coming.
Yep. This that info's been out for
It's already been out for a couple weeks.
Couple weeks at this point. So
yep. It's on there's a Facebook page, it's on our Facebook, it's on Morgan's Facebook, it's on our website. Tickets are through us and VZ. And yep, that's Morgan Henley. Immediately the day following, we do have Sip Suds and Psy, and we are participating in this North Bend event. We will have a cidery here at the North Bend Theater and a couple artists outside. I believe we will also have music, but I haven't heard who we're going to have yet.
Okay.
So
it's still kind of up in the air as far as...
Yeah.
Because both you and Beth work with the North Bend Downtown
Foundation.
Yeah. And what words? you both work for part of it. You as like video coordinator, and Beth as one of the like main.
I think coordination, she's the president of it.
President.
Yeah.
So like you guys get to decide all that info, but like us as the North Bend Theater are like just a venue for it. So while like the people that work here work there very high up, it's like the North Bend Theater is like we will get that information when we get it. We're like so low on the
yeah, and it's
information
funny
ladder or something for it.
The person I work with the most, Deb, she's actually been the one that's been coordinating like the who goes where.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Beth weren't even aware until recently.
Oh, okay.
Game, so
yeah, because I know that we've been like we were like, oh, we're confirmed for this. Okay, cool. And then it was like, oh no, that's actually going somewhere else. We're confirmed for this. Oh, okay, cool. Oh no, wait, that's going somewhere else too. And it's like, yeah. All right.
There's been a couple people that canceled, and a couple, you know, some last minute people that joined in, so everything just kind of shuffles around.
Yeah, that's still two weeks out, so there might be a little bit more shuffling.
Yeah, it's pretty solid at this point, though. I know we will have a cidery.
That day looks like not fun on the work calendar.
It's a lot.
Three events, and then
a late night,
an 8:30 showing of 1917.
Yeah.
Can I request not to work that now? I'm going to let other younger, more energized people work that.
Caden's already gone that weekend, so.
Oh, no. I hate. It's the generic I hate. I hate.
Just in general.
And then is there anything else going on?
Not immediately after that, although we do have one exciting thing that we've now confirmed dates for coming up in April.
What? Why are you looking at me like that? It's like my job.
I'm looking at you because it's your baby.
It is one of my babies. We have
actually technically not April. It's technically the very beginning of May.
Oh, it is the very beginning of May. Yeah. You are right. The day after April Fool's Day, April 2nd and April 3rd, we will have another Smash Valley event. So Super Smash Brothers Ultimate gaming event under our Smash Valley umbrella that is very small and contains only Smash Brothers events. Smash Valley will return at the very beginning of May. This will be the first time we're doing 2 days back to back as part of the same event. We're still working out the details as far as how that's going to function, how that's going to how we're going to put in our tournaments and events within those 2 days. so that if need be, if people will only want to come to one day, they only have to come to one day, or if they, you know, if we can try and we're trying to still finagle if we can do like a singles 1v1 tournament format on one day and then the doubles tournament on the second day. Just the overall like time crunch problem of a 1v1 tournament is that if you have 60 plus people interested in a 1v1 tournament, that is a double elimination format. You're looking at off the bat 60 games.
Everyone participating could complete their rounds in as uniform time frame as possible, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, there's a lot of like speculation and like unspecific math that goes into planning of like, okay, how much time do we need? And it's like, well, if everything goes according to plan, this. If everything doesn't go to according to plan, it's much larger. So it's always a six of one, half dozen of another. But I'm excited for it. I'm hopeful that we're gonna get a nice big crowd that we can sort of expand what we've done in the past. There's still a lot of details to work out, a lot of people to contact, and tickets to open up and everything. But that's in, how far away are we now? March, April, that's the beginning of May, so month and a half plus.
Yeah, we got some
time. Just under two months. So, we'll be putting out some more teaser information. Tickets probably won't go on sale or admission. Tickets is an odd, not exactly the correct phrase for it. Admission won't go up for another 2 weeks ish. So
yeah, something like that.
Expect some more details in the next episode of the podcast. So, if you are interested in that, please stay tuned. So, yeah, that's been in the works for a little bit, and it's going to continue being on my plate for a while. So, I don't know. Is that it?
That's it for upcoming events and showtimes.
Okay.
I'll note that after 1917, we are looking at getting Mulan. I think that's pretty much confirmed at this point.
Yes.
Excited to see that one. Yeah, that's pretty much it for now. Oh, yeah. April 9th is the theater's birthday. We will be 79?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a weird number.
Was it 79 or is it 74?
79. Next year is supposed to be the big 80.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whack.
Yeah, theater will be 79 years old. And we're going to do something special on that day. We're not really sure exactly what yet. We're looking at having, like, I don't know, some cookies or something.
Something
that you can do when you attend a regular showtime on that day that will be a special celebration of our birthday.
Cool.
So that's the only other thing I can think of that's coming up.
Yeah, I don't have any, like, behind-the-scenes stuff either. Do you have anything behind the curtain?
No. We did just announce yesterday our winner for the T-shirt contest.
Yeah.
Winner is Leslie Nan Moon.
Ah, congratulations. Who,
yeah, congratulations, Leslie. Yeah, she came up with a really cool design.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool.
It was a wood block print, I believe.
Yeah. You can see the wood grain in a lot of it.
Uh-huh. So that art, the selected art should be up on our Instagram and Facebook at this point.
Sometime today.
Okay. Well, by today, do you mean Thursday?
Yeah.
So yeah, if you are tuned to our social media platforms, you might have seen it already.
It should be up Thursday. So
yeah,
the day we're recording. So hopefully by the time this podcast is released, it will be on our Facebook, on our Instagram. There's a fun picture of us holding up her completed art. And we are planning to have those shirts printed and for sale by the beginning of April, is the plan at least. And we're going to display throughout March all of the runners-up art, all their designs on the big screen out here in the pre-show.
All right, I think that's it.
That's about it.
Yeah. Unless we're like completely, do we miss any information about the T-shirt winners?
Check that art. No, we had a lot of great designs of all different styles and skill levels, and it was really cool to see and just kind of peruse through all the different art people made. It'll be cool to showcase that up on the screen so that art just doesn't disappear. People will still get to see it. But yeah, for a first annual art competition, it went pretty well.
Yeah, we got a, quite a handful of submissions at the end there. We were kind of worried that we weren't going to get a whole lot, but I think we got something like, what, 8 to 10? So,
yeah, 10 or 12, actually.
Pretty impressed with the quality coming out. So,
yeah.
Really,
that's how it always goes with like film competitions, art competitions, stuff like that. People want to keep working with their design, tweaking their design, looking at it again, you know, until the very last moment. And I'm the same way as an artist. I'll hold on to it. I don't want to submit it and then be like, oh no, I could have made this change. I had time.
Yeah.
So everything pours in right at the last moment.
Yeah.
Contact info.
Yeah. Check us out on Instagram, at North Bend Theater, I believe.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/North Bend Theater. YouTube, if you want to check the Smash Valley
live stream recordings,
the video on demand versions, that is youtube.com/the North Bend Theater.
You can contact us at via email at business@northbendtheater.com. that's theater spelled T-R-E, the old-fashioned way, or theatre, like live performance. You can also reach us at our office phone, 425-499-2897, although I will say that that is not a super consistent way to reach us.
I think it's got a handful of phone messages that need to get through.
It does. And then you can also message us on Facebook, and we're pretty good at getting back to that because there's multiple of us that are logged into and get notifications from our Facebook page anytime, day and night. So those are a few ways you can contact us. Let us know if you want us to talk about something specific in future podcasts. Contact us with questions. All right,
I think that's about it. Thanks.
Catch you in the next show.
Thanks for tuning in.